For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. A future and a hope, as I said yesterday at the broadcast. Yes, there is a future and there is a hope when you know Jesus Christ. And I want to keep that at our forefront, especially as, you know, the nation's going through what it's going through. I want you to join me January the 18th. I don't know how the message is going to transpire, but I'm really getting some great downloadings from God. I want to issue some strong, practical, biblical warnings for all of us and our nation, and then remedies, solutions that God has outlined in His Word. You know, there's something whacked going on in the country, but we can get the remedy through God. Right? We can't. There's been a sickness that there's been a like a virus that's gone through America. It's called leaving God out, but we can bring Him back in. Amen. Let's lend our voices together. Let's bring the kingdom. You know, God paid a dear price. We must now appropriate and walk in that price that God paid, bringing anyone that will walk and march with us for the kingdom. We can do this. We must leave an incredible legacy of Jesus Christ to our children and our children's children. Enough of everything else that's going on out there. Mercy, I know you agree. I know you do. But I said that January 18th, two ballrooms, free of charge, men and women, full band, just come. We're raising the funding right now to pay. if you want to give an end of the year, we would love for you to consider us. We got to pay for the rooms, the band, radio announcements. Anyway, in all sincerity, many ministries encourage for their end of the year giving. May I do that as well? If you would like to, if we've been a blessing to you and you would like to support us, especially at the end of the year, we're 501c3 nonprofit, everything's tax deductible, please send it to our P.O. box address, Anadani Ministries. And but anyway, I want to really be exhorting all of us. I've got some practical tips. Now's not the time to back down, and we're going to build an ark for our families. We're going to build an ark financially. We're going to wake up. We're going to wake up to what's happening, and we're going to not have our heads in the sand and say, well, someone else will figure it out. No, it's our time. It's our time as Christians. And God's going to give us the wisdom. And it's His power and His might of how we're going to march on through. You know, the Amplified Bible in Ephesians 6:10 says, be strong in the Lord. Amplified, be empowered through your union with Him. One of the first ways and first things we'll talk about in that January conference of how to get God back, how to get our lives back on track, intimacy with God. Go back to Him. Draw your strength from Him, Amplified says, Ephesians 6:10. That strength which His boundless might provides. Boundless. No limits. So here we go. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. This is Ephesians 6:10 out of the Amplified. That strength which His boundless might provides. It'll be that intimate place, my brother, my sister. That secret place with God where you'll start to become strong. You know, I remember maybe a decade ago, I don't know, 15 years ago, I saw a conference via video. And I saw this lady in a bridal gown, but she was wearing army boots. And I remember chuckling, but now that visual's flashing before my mind. You know what she was doing? She was probably doing this. We're intimate with God because we're His bride. But man, in the same breath, we are these warriors, these soldiers for God. But it'll be in the private place, the intimate place with God, that you will get your strength for the battle. Well, join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.